Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to the Mac Effect. I really appreciate you guys tuning in. Like I was mentioning with you guys before, I want to try to do my best to have Q&As on Thursdays. There has been several topics. I want to say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. About 10 different things that you guys definitely have questions on. And I love it. Bring it on. Send more. We have a lifetime, you know, to do life together. So we need this help. And even if these things get me to start thinking and going and doing homework myself, to develop either myself as well, because I don't know it all. But one thing I do know is we're going to grow. As you can see, we got some stuff in the background going. And for me, it's exciting because it just continues to show the growth of the channel, continues to show the growth in me. I want to share with you vulnerability, and I'm always going to be transparent. So whether if it's something that's could be silly or small for others, it's a great step for me, and it's something that I've never done before, so it's awesome. I'm getting also a little bit more comfortable speaking with you guys, sharing with you guys. In the next episodes to come, you guys are going to see a couple stutters, a couple things, you know, that probably don't go as planned. But it's vulnerability, it's growth, and you guys are going to see that. Also, right now, just really quick, one thing I do want to talk. Someone sent in a request about, you know, when people are talking bad about you. That's a tough one because it can almost fall in line with narcissism. But we'll touch that one another time. But this whole gossiping, family, friends, it's tough, man, because sometimes you don't know if it's good to keep your mouth shut and just not engage. But sometimes you do have to set that boundary too and say, hey, that's not acceptable and that's not allowed. Great question. It's almost you have to deal with it in how it comes. It's because you have to be smart. You have to know when it's time to engage and when it's not. Most of the times, it's almost better to not even engage. And it's hard because you want to clear your name. You want to be able to say, hey, you know what? I want to show these people what that person said is totally wrong. And they're so judgmental. As a matter of fact, they're the ugly ones. But one thing that I learned in my separation with Jackie was that when we were separated, many news reporters, I don't want to say many, it was like about four or five of them. One of them in particular was offering money. And at that time, hey, bro, an extra 5-10 racks can help someone move forward and move on, right? But I really felt the Holy Spirit tell me, you're not going to speak. You're not going to speak. You're not going to speak. And there was a couple things that were being said about me that I did not agree with, that were not true, that I thought was almost offensive. But I stayed quiet. I maintained the course and I said, no, I'm not going to do it. Now I understand by the grace of God, what was the purpose to not speak? Because if I would have spoken, it would have caused more tension, more problems, more things to clean up after mine and Jackie's restoration. So not that it wasn't impossible, not that all these things would have prevented it from happening. We probably just had more stuff to clean up. But isn't it kind of nicer to not have so much stuff to clean up? And one thing that God showed me is he'll back you up. He'll show people whether they're right or wrong, even if it takes a year, 2, 3, 5, 10. If your character and your person maintains the course, and if you really are who you are, your, how can I say this? Your person won't fluctuate because you're there. You're persistent. That's who your character is. Now, if you're hiding, sooner or later, that person's going to fall off and we're going to see who they really are, right? So with me, it hurt and it sucked, but I maintained the course and I'm still going to maintain the course because I'm going to let my character reflect who I am. And I hope you guys can hear and see sincerity coming from one's heart. Again, never saying that I am perfect. I know I need areas of improvement. And as a matter of fact, like if my family and friends, some of them have pointed out some certain stuff, and I'll take it. And it's just crazy because kind of sharing a little bit more on the personal side, but I have shared also like, okay, you know, I'll take it, but this is what I feel on your end. And it doesn't get received that well. It's hard to change. It's hard to look self in and say, hey, this needs to improve and get better in. All that to say, it's better when you just don't fight. Try your best not to fight. Sometimes you do have to set boundaries. But it's tough because, again, this particular topic, there's so many angles and ways that you can go and approach it. Sometimes you do have to fight and stand up for yourself. And not fight like in a mean way, but you have to set that boundary, even if it's like a hard one to set. And sometimes you have to just let it be and just let, you know, let them keep doing what they're doing. And it sucks. And it's hard. And it's not fair. But I don't think anywhere in the Bible it says that life was meant to be fair. I think God told us we will have challenges, but that he will leave us the Holy Spirit, and he will leave us his guidance as well to how to handle it. And honestly, in the Bible, it gives us a lot of clues and hints on how to live our daily life now, as far as love your enemies. Ugh, that's a tough one. You're never, pay attention to this one, you're never going to convince someone to change their mind putting all the information on social media, right? I have never seen a video of someone putting everything out there and the other side that receives it says, you know what, that live really taught me what I was supposed to change, really taught me what I was supposed to do. I need to call this person and fix things. No, because everything that you do on live, on public eyes, you're not doing it in a healthy way. The public and everyone else around you ain't gonna do nothing to fix the situation that you're in. Number two, you're unhealthy for doing stuff like that. I used to do stuff like that. I used to take shots at Jackie or the family when we were separated with certain quotes that I would post. And through my mentorship and counseling, I realized that's unhealthy of me. That's me not letting go. Now it's hard because now I post or I start to, and then I'm like, darn it, I have to delete this. Like, I can't post this. It's not right. It's not healthy. It's not the thing to do. Human, sometimes I do. But you do not see it as much as you used to. So that's why this one's a tough one, because we got to just learn how to self-control, meditate a little bit. Sometimes give it time. You'd be surprised when you give it a day of thought, how your mind and your attitude changes, right? So that was just a quick take, guys. Again, those are the Q&As, kind of how they're going to go. Very short, very sweet and simple. But I hope you guys are enjoying them. On Tuesday, episode number 2 is going to drop, and I'm so excited. I hope you guys enjoy it. I'm already working on 3 and 4, so it's mind-blowing for me. I'm just excited. I'm telling you, I see the edits and how I'm doing it, and I'm learning little tricks and little things here and there that make me excited. So if this is something that's in your heart too, definitely reach out, ask questions. I'm more than happy to share the little bit of knowledge that I have. But yeah, guys, thank you again for subscribing. Thank you again for sharing these videos. Hey, we're growing. You grow, I grow. Peace out, guys. Mac Effect.